Hello?
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Jessica?
Yes, this is her.
All right, awesome. It looks like you might have spoke with one of our agents online through the chat. I just wanted to go ahead and maybe inquire a little bit more.
Okay, yeah. So I was reaching out because we stopped our campaigns with Local Splash, but we're still continuing paying for the website. But for some reason, because I manage the ads and everything, and so I'm having trouble with getting rid of the number you guys have there, because I think all customers are calling at the same number you guys have there. So it's not letting me edit some areas on the website, because I think I need to have, you know, full ownership of the website. So I was calling to see if I could do that. And another thing is because I'm having issues with the URL, the domain. So I don't know if that has to do something with you guys. So
okay.
I was just trying to fix all those, you know.
Okay, definitely. So when you're using your client dashboard, right, we do give you the chance to make edits to it, but there are certain places that you do need to call us so we can make the changes.
It's just so
that it doesn't, let's say, violate any policies and get removed, right? So we're just trying to make
sure
we can risk that. Now, now again, you can let us know the changes you want to make and we can help you. For example, as you said, you know what, the call tracking number is something that maybe I don't want. And that's perfectly fine. I can have the call tracking number removed, and we'll be able to go ahead and just promote the phone number that you would like to show, okay? So that can definitely be done right away. The reason I bring that up is because you do have the opportunity to purchase just the domain, which is the URL, right? We wouldn't be able to transfer the actual content or how the website looks, right? So you would have to, let's say, apply a whole new layout to it, okay?
Okay.
So you can purchase the domain. It's at $99, right? And it's a one-time purchase. After that, you would just have to maintain the actual or you would actually have to pay the maintenance fee. And we could, if you're still a client, for example, then you could still keep using the same website that we have, right? And, again, we'll still be able to make changes to it. So
a lot of marketing companies have been, you know, contacting me about, you know, running ads and stuff like that. But I told them that at the moment I'm not trying to, you know, hire another, you know, marketing company because I'm trying to, you know, run my own ads or help my husband, you know, with the ads on Google. So for some reason, when I try to create a new campaign on Google, it kept telling me something about the domain that, you know, when customers click on the ad, it shows like a 404 error.
I believe it can't be the actual call tracking number, because when we create ads for our clients, right, we have to either make sure that all the information is the same everywhere. So, for example, if you want, let's say you're doing the ad and you say what number you want to use and you put your personal number, but on your website is a different number, that's going to create an error, right? So
okay.
I can go ahead and request for my team to update the phone number. That way we could see if that would fix the issue for you. If all else fails, then yes, you could purchase the domain, and we can still help you with the hosting. And I can also go ahead and, I can actually go ahead and have it removed, right, put the number that you want. I just need you to tell me what number that's going to be. And it happens within, I would say, a matter of hours. Then you can try to run the ads, and let's hope that it goes through, let's say, well.
Okay.
If not, we'll go a different route, right? Not to worry, okay?
Okay, so the number will be my number, 916-842-1830.
Primary number. Perfect.
Yes.
Okay. And, well, of course, we're going to be removing the call tracking number. All right. Okay, so it looks like, let me just confirm where the calls were going to. Okay, so the calls were originally going to the number ending in 0594, okay? So I'll make sure that we remove the call tracking number and update the primary number here. Just give me one second. I'll get that started.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate you calling in. I'm not sure if I mentioned to you, but, yeah, we could definitely make edits to the website. When we started hosting, I should have mentioned that, so I apologize.
No problem.
Removing that call tracking number.
Yeah. You know, because since we're starting, you know, we're a brand, we could say, you know, a new company. So that's why right now I'm trying to run my ads, you know, and, you know, while we, I don't know, we try to get more clients, you know, and I was telling my husband, you know, as soon as, you know, our company starts showing up more and more and we get more clients, then I guess we can go back to Local Splash because it'll be more, like, a lot for me, you know. And right now we're just trying to save money because we've been spending a lot of money on marketing and, you know, we weren't getting results. So this is why I'm running my own ads. But I'm paying for the website still with Local Splash.
Yes, definitely. We're here, of course, to help out with the website. And whenever you make the decision that we need to help out in Google Ads, for example, we can. Something that you might want to look into, I'm not sure if you already have, it's a program that's called Google Verified, right? It's actually by Google, so you might have already seen it when you're doing your own ads. It is a process, but if you get approved by Google for Google verification, then those are kind of like guaranteed leads because let's say you invest $500, for example, right? Then you would only be charged if the call was actually about your business. For example,
is that the Google Guarantee thing that people mention?
Yes, it used to be known as Google Guarantee, but Google already updated that name. So just be very careful because a lot of people that don't work with Google, right, they say the old business, right, so Google Guarantee, and they don't do anything. Okay, so you got to be very careful. It's known as Google Verified now.
So just
keep in mind, it looks like you're already doing your research, and I really like that.
Yeah, because you know what? I did apply for it. We're talking about maybe October, September. But, you know, they told me that concrete, it's not in the category because I guess you have to click on a certain category to be able to be approved for Google Verified. So they told us that concrete was not one of them.
Okay. It definitely is. It depends on the area, right? There's some areas that do accept those. Let me double check here. Just give me 1 second here. Don't worry, I won't cause too much problems for you today. I just want to see if I can see if it's available in your area. It would be like concrete. Let's say contractor would be the best one.
Yeah, concrete contractor. Yeah.
Okay. And of course, it would be in the area of Sacramento. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Give me just a second. Because, again, yeah, it can't be the case. There's some things where you need to... okay, so for me, it shows that for concrete contractors in Sacramento, California, it is available, but it looks like you have to have a business license with the Class B, and your insurance has to be up to about $250,000 and just general liability.
Yeah, so we have all the insurance. So, I don't think the insurance will be the problem, but I think it's the license,
because
ours is, let me look at the certificate.
Because right now I'm talking to one of our representatives, our specialist, and to see if
ours is C8, so I don't know if that's...
Let me double check. Well, it looks like it all requires a Class B. I think that could be the issue.
Yeah, then that's the issue, yeah.
What I can do is I don't want to promise anything, but I can go ahead and maybe speak with my specialist late in a bit whenever he replies and let him know that you have a class. What was the license again? C8, I believe?
C8, yeah.
C8. So I'll bring this up to my team, see if maybe we can help you with getting at least verified, right? And then from there, we could definitely see if we can get those ads running.
Take
a step at a time, okay?
Okay, yeah, well, you know, I would appreciate that. And if, you know, if you guys do accept that, then I guess I'll start running with you guys for the Google Verified. I'm used to Google Guarantee.
Yeah, see, I understand. No, it's perfectly fine. I mean, with us, we'll know right away what you need.
Okay, so sounds good. So I'll be expecting a call from you, or?
Yes, I'll go ahead and give you a call. I would say within 24 hours, you give me the time to find the actual answer for you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right. Awesome. Well, I appreciate that. And again, today we'll be removing the call tracking number. And I'll go ahead and look in for that Google verified. I'm sorry. I'll give you a call. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Give us a call at any time. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.